Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's me just watching YouTube being interrupted by ads, which I used an ad blocker on. And there's YouTube using an ad block on me. Lately my videos have been taking longer to load when I load up YouTube, and I make them fill my entire screen. That's even using the Brave browser. YouTube has been getting extra aggressive with their advertising lately. They're now putting 2 ads every 3 minutes, which is kind of insane. If you're looking for an alternative, then check out Rumble. Moving on, this couple fled war-torn Ukraine only to decide that they would rather move back instead of living in Nottingham. Looks like trench warfare was less stressful than walking through Nottingham after 6 p.m. amongst all the enrichments. Then again, it could just be the sheriff still collecting way too much tax. People in Nottingham say it's not that bad except for all the crime. When you're Ukrainian, you experience little to no street crime, and the cost of living is a lot cheaper. Number 3, how I miss the simpler days of yesteryear. Back when we could customize our computer towers, but our screens were still CRTs because flat screen monitors were still like $2,000. A time where you could play multiplayer games with all of your friends in the same room and it was awesome. The chairs were really terrible, and mesh chairs weren't relatively affordable yet either. This was when I was getting millions of page views a month on my massive income-generating dot-com empire as a webmaster. Up next, people that dress like this definitely don't want to be left alone. Many of them are interested in diddling and recruiting, in addition to getting as much attention as they can. The only thing I have to say about trans females is that most of them put more effort into their appearance than the average woman out there. But it was never about equal treatment. It was all about special treatment. What person who wants to be left alone demands a parade? Number 5, Johnny Depp and Will Smith have fame and fortune, but having horrible wives still ruin their lives. There's no such thing as a good wife, just one that you can tolerate. And you know that both of these guys fell for women. They were good in the looks department, but bad in the character department. Also, this falsely assumes that a man needs a life partner. That's gynocentric thinking. That somehow you're supposed to make a good choice in women in a sea full of bad ones. Moving on, people are upset because Trump vowed to deport the worst. Yet new data is showing that he's also arresting non-criminals. I guess an illegal is an illegal is an illegal. What difference does it make if they are criminal or not? Aren't illegals also technically criminals? They're stealing from citizens by putting downward pressure on wages and by taking healthcare benefits that other people work for. I absolutely hate doublespeak articles like this one. Number 7, this drunk woman steals a ferry boat while shouting, "I'm Jack Sparrow." She definitely knows how to have a good time. But stay away from her when she's drunk and horny, unless you really want to have a horrible time. People say she's not Jack Sparrow, but she might be because this is actually piracy. Not all heroes are sober, it seems. When the police showed up, how did she try and get away? By floating away in a barrel with a parrot on her shoulder, of course. Up next, why do women insist on cutting their hair short as they get older? Are they just lazy and don't want to maintain it anymore? Maybe they think that Tinkerbell is someone that most men had the hots for while we were younger. Also, why am I not surprised that there was a recent study where women in salons told other more attractive women to cut their hair short to sabotage their attractiveness? But they didn't tell less attractive women to cut their hair short. Interesting. Number 9, looks like this crying guy was in the shock of his life when he phoned his girlfriend and she was being boned by somebody else. I wanted to see what people were saying about this poor fool in the comments section on Twitter, but it was all a bunch of 304s promoting their Lonely Fools pages. Whenever a post gets tens of millions of views on Twitter X, the grifters come out trying to promote their stuff as quickly as possible. Moving on, are you this old? I am, and I just recall that's where the condoms used to go. Actually, it's obviously used for cigarette ashes, and I remember those being phased out back in the 90s, as if there were condoms being used at all in the 70s or 80s. That's the real joke. If you really wanted to piss off your dad back in the day, then you would chew gum and basically stick it in there and it wouldn't be easy to take out. And it would get extra hard and he'd have to clean it up. Number 11, this simp was scammed out of hundreds of pounds by an AI deepfake Jennifer Aniston that told him that she loved him. I thought that woman that fell for the fake Brad Pitt in the hospital bed was pretty bad. I guess this scam works on men too. Luckily, that's not a lot of money he lost. In the future, I'm predicting we'll see a lot more of this with AI allowing people to easily create any persona they want. I hate Aniston. She's a millionaire but still scams people for money. I'll never watch Friends again. Up next, did you know that most women rate the girl on the right as more attractive? Yet most men would rate the girl on the left as more attractive. Why, you ask? Because women rate other women based on their faces and underrate the booty and chest areas. Ironically, as a man, the woman on the left also has a better face. Women might also say that the woman on the right is more attractive because she's smiling while the woman on the left looks pissed. Number 13 Jaguar sales cratered 98% after the woke rebrand. That's what happens when you have a crazy ad campaign featuring men in skirts. People who tend to buy Jaguars are successful, wealthy men and not crossdressers who hate Western culture. Traditionally, because of the quality of the brand, they would buy two Jaguars. One to drive while the other one was always in the shop. Looks like Jaguar copied nothing and sold nothing too. Moving on, looks like white folks can't even have peace and quiet in the countryside. The usual suspects want to solve the unbearable whiteness of hiking, and the founder of the Black Scottish hiking team aims to do that, but he's facing racism, because people keep telling him to turn off his Bluetooth speakers. He should just buy some headphones already, but I bet telling him that would be racist too. He needs to stop being a jerk. People are trying to relax in nature and not listen to rap music on Mount Raga. Number 15, here's what it's like preparing for a woman to walk through the door and you don't know her mood. This guy's ready for any outcome, but you know he's probably already made his decision with that finger on the trigger. Regardless, she's screwed either way with the boomstick or the hibachi. Whenever I meet a woman, I always lead with that magic wand. And if she's not in the mood, it makes a great bet. Up next, some people are just evil communists through and through. Abby here asks, why not fund the welfare state with 100% inheritance tax? She thinks money would be better used for greater good in the hands of the government. Give me a break. The welfare state is already spending the wealth of future generations in the form of debt. And now they want to take the wealth of current generations and spend that as well. The state has replaced men, and women are now trying to get the state to violently confiscate more money on their behalf. Number 17, if Pikachu was in America, he wouldn't make it, because he wouldn't be able to afford the insurance. First, the medical industrial complex asks, what's wrong with you? And the second question is about your insurance policy. But if you walked into a Canadian hospital, that nurse would ask, can we assist you with ending Pikachu? After Pikachu didn't make it, you just know that this guy will definitely pull a Luigi. Moving on, the federal funding for ICE has just increased from $2 billion to $45 billion. Looks like illegals are screwed. Also, why did someone use this picture? It seems very gay. Also, if only that money meant more deportations, which it does for now, but eventually when the illegals are gone, do you think that ICE is going to give up all that cash and power? Or will they try and pull a Palpatine? Number 19, this one says, I ain't gay, but I ain't exactly not gay. What the hell does that mean to you? To me, it means either one of two things. I'm not gay, but this homie looks kind of cute. The first being Pedro Pascal at a pride parade, and the second one is of this guy. And the second one is this guy saying that he's not gay because he has a trans female girlfriend. For men like that, there is no gray area. You either like schlongs or you don't. You can be bi, but that's about it. Up next are tattoos ugly on women with zero exceptions. I think a woman like this might be one of the rare exceptions because clearly this was thought out, and the artist did a really good job. But I would still prefer this to be on a canvas instead of someone's future sagging skin. Most women's idea of a tattoo is the equivalent of a Donald Duck sticker on a Lamborghini. Most tattoos just signify a huge amount of unresolved trauma. Would you have a fling with this Yakuza girl? Number 21, would you be pro-immigration from India if the Indian migrants flooding in look like this? Yes, and quite smashable. It's the same as those memes that show a bunch of unattractive Latin men, and then there's one attractive Latina that says that even though she's illegal, she can stay. You may think it's a great idea bringing her to the West, but you just know that in 5 years, this woman's going to weigh between 250 and 300 pounds. Moving on, this woman wonders if men just stop growing chest hair. The chest hair was a myth and was erased by the Mandela effect. It probably has something to do with guys either getting laser hair removal, I've used that on my back and butt so I don't actually get a pilonidal cyst, or because of low testosterone. Probably a combination of both. Don't be a victim of systemic feminization by getting rid of your body hair for women. Ironically, this same woman, if she saw male chest hair, she would be grossed out by it. Number 23, what's stopping all the brown people from moving to all these safe space countries? The fact that they want a better quality of life in a part of the world that they didn't build. It's also not fair putting China, Japan, and Korea in the box. They definitely don't like brown people there and won't welcome them. Also, how will they live off of white people if they aren't in those countries? One day, segregation will eventually return. Up next, we have a new world record. Lily Phillips claims she broke the record by sleeping with 1,113 men in only 12 hours. When does this insanity stop? Probably only once AI replaces all the Lonely Fools models out there. Either that or when one of these women dies from AIDS. This makes 38.8 seconds per guy, excluding cigarette and bathroom breaks. But until those things happen, the only way this stops is if we stop talking about it and paying for it. Number 25 on the last one, here's how women want to be treated after being a hoe. The most important lesson you'll ever learn is that you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. I learned that the hard way. The one movie that tries to disprove that is Pretty Woman, where a working girl is picked by a rich, good-looking guy that offers commitment for no other reason than he finds her attractive. Here's what you should really do to a hoe. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.